I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Disappointment is camouflage and it's cover up. I think it's disgraceful. Listen, David Weiss was the U.S. attorney handpicked to lead this investigation, who spent the last 5 years covering it up. David Weiss, who was personally selected by the two Democrat senators from Delaware, Tom Carper and Chris Coons. Not only that, David Weiss is the one that is subject to two whistleblower complaints from senior career IRS officials who came forward. They said they'd never seen an investigation like this in their entire time in law enforcement.
And he's exactly right. That is Senator Ted Cruz talking about the appointment, as announced the other day, by AG Merrick Garland. And of course, when the news was breaking the other day, it's very unclear exactly what was going to be taking place. But in the beginning, it looked like a little flim-flam, a little magic, a little smoke, a little mirrors. And we will now have a full investigation. And yet it is the same guy that has been investigating Joe Biden, or rather Hunter Biden, and any connections that might lead to Joe Biden, and making a sweetheart deal through the Department of Injustice. Now he's got the title Special Prosecutor. What does it change? You listen to Senator Ted Cruz. Zippo. Thank you for joining us. This is August 14, 2023. This is the first hour of 2 hours back-to-back of Larry Connors USA. And reminding you, while this program is airing, also streaming at News Talk STL, Facebook and Twitter, Larry Connors USA, Facebook and Twitter, and on Rumble. The announcement the other day was supposedly going to begin to try to dismiss a lot of concern that this is all a political game and everything's being hidden. So this special prosecutor label would unveil everything. Not so fast. You won't find it that often. But there was a time you could buy some groceries, you take them home, and you open the can and you find out it's spoiled, been on the shelf too long. You didn't bother to check the Best Buy date, and it's well exceeding that. And the same thing is here. You open up and take a good look at David Weiss being now named special prosecutor, still on the game side, and it's still as dirty and questionable as it was before. Now, they made a big deal, and I pointed that out the other day. They said this title will give him special permission and special authority he wouldn't have as, quote, a regular prosecutor. But then again, if they're not going to use it properly, it's not going to be effective. What they need to be doing, of course, is stepping outside the government and getting a true, unbiased special prosecutor. But that's not the game they want to play at this point. Ohio Congressman Warren Davidson responding to what Ted Cruz had to say.
Senator Ted Cruz summed it up nicely. I mean, this was a crooked appointment. It might as well have just appointed a member of the Biden crime family to run the investigation. It, basically, we fear that he's just going to find evidence and destroy it rather than prosecute. And when I talked to constituents all over Ohio this summer, they're ready for a trial. I mean, most of the folks I've talked to in my counties feel like there's enough for a conviction in any one of our counties. So people are frustrated. They see this two-tier justice system and, frankly, pretty transparently see the Justice Department working to subvert justice instead of promote it and very selectively applying it.
And selectively applying it means, again, more cover-up. It doesn't mean rushing forward. And there's another action that's in play that the Wall Street Journal brought up. Because we've already seen two prior cases where the Department of Injustice was dragging its feet under this same prosecutor And now we see going forward, it can continue to draw things out. And again, when you begin to examine it, you begin to see also that this might actually lead to an understanding of what could begin to happen. Former U.S. Attorney Matthew Whitaker.
The statute of limitations has already run for the two most serious years, 2014 and 2015. And, you know, we're running up against the statute of limitations, especially for the gun charges. So we should expect those to be filed sooner rather than later. But, you know, for Hunter Biden, those are much more serious because the diversion he had and the agreement he had would have gotten rid of a felony for the gun, illegal gun possession. And now he would be facing a felony charge in that case. I just wonder why now. It just seems to me that I was calling for a special counsel for the last couple of years in the Hunter Biden case because I think it was appropriate. And I'm not sure that Weiss, based on what he's done already in this case, can be trusted, especially when the government and Hunter's attorneys have agreed to such a sweetheart deal in the past. I'm just not sure this is going to do justice.
I don't think anyone does. And they don't seem to care. They're going to play the game by their rule book. They're going to move the goalposts as they choose to move them. They will throw a flag when they choose to, and you will be penalized, you, the American public. You have to ask over and over again, how much deeper do they think they can go without being held accountable? The answer for them, by their viewpoint, as deep as we choose, we're in charge. Now, the issues that were being raised by the former U.S. Attorney Matthew Whitaker that how the statute of limitations did run out on some preceding cases, which were more serious than the ones they ended up putting into that sweetheart deal. And again, keep in mind, Weiss was in charge of authorizing that sweetheart deal, serving as the prosecutor in that case, working with the Department of Injustice and working with Hunter Biden's attorneys to come up with a sweetheart deal. Now, that has to raise questions of credibility. You have to ask, why is he doing this? Well, because either he's being told or he's being given free rein to do whatever he can to distract from the shiny object. There's a question raised over the weekend by Maria Bartiromo with another. Well, this is a Breitbart News political editor, Emma Jo Morris, asking specifically, do you believe now we have a special counsel? Will that shut down information flow to the congressional lawmakers who uncovered so much in the Biden bank records? And the response, she said, well, first of all, I think yes, and I think it's fair to say David Weiss should recuse himself. I mean, after what we've seen with the investigation that he's been doing over the past few years, and what he's come up with from that, his credibility is being destroyed in the eyes of the American people. And that is certainly true. You go back to Ohio Congressman Warren Davidson. He said, what we really need right now is not Merrick Garland. We need a real attorney general.
Hopefully we can get somebody there that's actually restoring confidence to the Department of Justice. I mean, you know, what an epic failure for a long run of attorneys general who have, rather than inspiring confidence in the public that we're running a Department of Justice focused on justice, that we're really running a political hit operation. That's part of the mandate that Christopher Wray had when he took over as director of the FBI. That definitely is not going well. Confidence in the FBI has to be at an all-time low. No one trusts Christopher Wray. A lot of people want to trust the rank and file folks, but we keep seeing leadership problems at the FBI, and that's just emblematic of the Department of Justice as well.
Well,
so
I'm glad you
said
that.
We have to change course.
Got to change course. You have to change course. I don't see it happening right now. Do you? Of course not. And they don't have any intention of doing so. And the other thing that has now developed, when we're already worried about statute of limitations running out again on some of these charges, now when it comes to getting information before the House Oversight Committee and having testimony from AG Merrick Garland or David Weiss, they'll be able to throw out the roadblock. Whoa, 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 we're still investigating. We cannot talk about what we're investigating. That is, again, a block. It's simply a block and nothing more, as defined as former U.S. Attorney Matthew Whitaker.
I'm not sure we can trust Merrick Garland to do things not only by the book, but also for a reason that is in the best interest of justice. You know, I think as a former prosecutor and, you know, obviously having sat in the chair that Merrick Garland's sitting in right now, I know that we made decisions when I was there, you know, that were only in the interest of justice and on behalf of the American people, and we took that very seriously. Merrick Garland seems to be willing to make political decisions, at least from my perspective, and, you know, that includes appointing a special counsel that may violate the regulations. Obviously, if you assume that he's doing the right thing by appointing Weiss as special counsel, you have to also assume that they thought through this issue and want to give him broadened power in order to pursue possibly charges regarding the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act and the Foreign Agent Registration Act. And those are very serious as part of this investigation. But again, as I look at this, I just can't figure out why now. It doesn't make any sense. And I would love for Merrick Garland to explain to the American people.
You're not going to get any explanation from Merrick Garland. We all know that. His question is solid. Why now? Well, because they continue to see more and more whistleblowers, more and more testimony, and someone decided we need to do something. But who made that decision? And what decision was made? They still have the state-controlled media playing their game for them. I'm looking right now at the rundown on CNN on their front page on their website. There's no reference to Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, the special counsel. The top cover story is Trump attacked the district attorney on social media and denied interfering in the 2020 election in Georgia ahead of a potential indictment. Yeah, we're expecting any time now that indictment to come down out of Georgia. That's going to be their focus. And for those who follow the state-controlled media, they're not going to get anything, and any questions raised about Merrick Garland and the Biden investigation. Yet at the same time, the leftists, and they could be behind this decision because they think it's possible, they begin to realize that Joe Biden is damaged goods, at least in perception. If so, the leftists are slowly, begrudgingly, admitting that they have a big issue with Biden. His age and competence are there. They know that. They've been able to sweep that aside. But then you can begin to compare that to all the allegations involving Hunter and his business deals.
I think the White House and the president's reelection need to take this a bit more seriously than what they're doing. It was very easy for a long time for Democrats to just say, well, that's stuff on the crazy right wing.
They could call it House Republican stuff, right?
Yeah, and now if it's going to be in trial, it's going to be front page news everywhere. I think they need to appreciate that this could damage him pretty seriously.
That is Brendan Buck. He is an analyst for NBC, political analyst. And he's saying they are beginning to realize this could well damage Joe Biden. I don't know there's going to be front page news anytime soon anywhere. They will make a mention of it and then quickly bury it. They'll try to say, see, we did cover it. We did cover it. And then you buried it. That's not the same as covering it. You know it. I know it. And they know it. I want you to hear for a moment while we hear this NBC political analyst, Brendan Buck, pointing out that they have to realize at the White House, these allegations have to be addressed. They are serious. But yet at the same time, here's an example of the other side saying, not yet, not yet. As Jake Tapper asked the question of New York Congressman Dan Goldman.
Does the president need to stop publicly saying his son did nothing wrong?
Well, look, I think the president has been very clear that he's going to let the process play out. What we do know is that through all of the investigations in Congress, they're simply investigating a private citizen. Hunter Biden is not running for president, and Joe Biden is running for president, and yet, and he is the president, and yet, notwithstanding, all of the time, effort, and all of the moving goalposts, there's no evidence connecting President Biden to any of his son's business dealings. And you can, you know, you can sing all you want and make all sorts of accusations, but the fact of the matter is that President Biden, there's been no evidence to show that he's been involved in anything.
I will not disagree with what Dan Goldman said, but I cannot help but draw the parallel, and you the same, between how they had no trouble and still have no trouble labeling Trump, his supporters, any conservative, with any allegation they want to pin on them without any kind of supporting evidence. And they don't mind at all slapping those terms around and calling you out, calling you names, and saying that you are to blame for the disharmony in this nation. And they do it simply because they can say it. Everything that's been presented so far in the House Oversight and Judiciary Committee hearings involve either whistleblowers from the IRS or the FBI. Okay, you want to make a claim that, well, they have a grudge. So be it. Sometimes the best information comes from somebody on the inside who has a grudge because they're being cut out. I don't think that's true in this case, but I'll allow you to consider that. But the other issue is bank records, documentation that's been presented over and over again. The charges of most recent charges filed against Trump regarding the handling of the documents, that's basically a First Amendment issue. He has the right to deny the election and say it was not fair. Hillary Clinton has done it. Maxine Waters has said it. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and so many other Democrats I can't even begin to name. And as far as mishandling any of the documents he had, Hillary Clinton had them on our server and just wiped 30,000 out. There is the correlation. They don't want you to make the linkage, but it's there. Now, even within the Democrat Party, for some, hope springs eternal. In fact, one Democrat is calling for a full primary against Joe Biden.
I'm representing what I believe to be the majority of the country that wants to turn the page. Tired of the meanness and the fear-mongering of Donald Trump, I would like to see Joe Biden, a wonderful and remarkable man, pass the torch, cement this extraordinary legacy.
You don't want him to run for re-election.
I believe what's in the best interest of the country. And by the way, this is not how everybody thinks, but I do believe a majority wants to move on. I hear from way too many people. Now, this is the news was that I was meeting with donors. The fact is, I listen to normal Americans every day and my own feelings. And
this
the
is
fact
all about
is,
age?
This is no. This is about how people feel. By the way, it's not about what's real all the time. It's about how people feel. People want to turn the page.
It is the perception. You're going to hear more from Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips in the next hour. And also, he says, I'm not trying to make myself a candidate, but I'm here to call it out that we need to run against Biden. Also in the next hour, 911 calls across the nation constantly being put on hold. A personal experience from Mike Ferguson, host of Ferguson in the Morning on News Talk STL. You'll hear his story. And coming up, CNN posting new guidelines on pronouns. Lock and load. Ready on the right. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington, a crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now, I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world, cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I've been holding it so long. I've been sleeping all alone. Lord, I miss you.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Just when you think the left could not go any deeper to the left, well, they can. And in fact, CNNN has now come out with a new pronoun dictionary and guide to what they call neo-pronouns, endorsing terms such as leaf, leaf self, sun, star. You don't use the word he or she, you use sun or star or leaf. I'm not kidding. And it's not going to get any better. Joining us is John Sweppy with the American Principles Project, promoted as a lobby to protect American family and values. John's first reaction from you guys on, again, another push, genderless pronouns, now moving into things like leaf, sun, and star.
Well, it's obviously absolute insanity, Larry. You know, the thing about pronouns is that they're reflexive. You use them without thinking. And it's a way to, you know, make conversation quicker and, you know, not have to say someone's unique name over and over and over. And the funny thing about this is if you have to remember a unique pronoun for every single person, you might as well just use their name. So, you know, just in terms of practicality, this is insane. But you know, what's amazing about this is that there are people with PhDs in neo-pronouns. I mean, this is an entire elite expert class that we're, you know, basically subsidizing through our tax dollars. And they're trying to push this on the American people.
And what's the value? What do they gain from it?
Well, I think really for a lot of these folks, it is, you know, compelling people to behave in a way they want them to behave. And so they want you.
You're talking about control. Control. That's what it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The whole idea, and even the normal, it's crazy to even say that, but the normal pronoun arguments that they make that, you know, they should be able to determine whether they're a he or whether they're a she. You know, that's about control as well. They want, you know, you to basically affirm their gender identity the way they see it. This just takes it to a logical conclusion, which is pure insanity. And, you know, this is where the left is going on this. You will soon be hearing Joe Biden, God forbid he wins a second term. You know, he'll be talking about star and frog and all these different crazy neo-pronouns. It's absolutely nuts.
And the American public continues to suffer. I want to spend more on that with our audience a little bit later, but I'm looking at a piece CNN put out on this, and they're quoting Dennis Barron. They list him as one of the foremost experts on neo-pronouns and their histories, and an emeritus professor of English and linguistics at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. And he said neo-pronouns should be used and respected like any other pronoun.
Yeah, I mean, which, by the way, I'm from Illinois, totally disappointing to see that out of the U of I, but, you know, again, this is what they're focused on. And, you know, you mentioned this, Larry, how everything's, you know, pretty much going downhill in other avenues. That's partly because this is what we're focusing on as a society. We want to make sure that we're, you know, learning the proper neo-pronouns. We're not as focused on math, science, you know, medical advances, all these different things. And, you know, of course, the American people are left to suffer for that. And, you know, normal people are looking at our elites talking about this stuff, and, you know, they think it's absolutely crazy.
Well, the Human Rights Campaign is being quoted as saying neo-pronouns are ultimately a reflection of someone's personal identity.
So are names. I think it's enough to ask someone to learn your name. And you know, if you want to be called by your name, so be it. You know, I even when you're talking about people changing their name, you know, maybe it's not a big deal to use their preferred name. But like, you know, when we're talking about this, I mean, I don't even, if someone explains themselves as a star or star self, I don't even know what that means. Are you literally a sun that goes supernova every 5 billion years? Like, what are we talking here?
Well, and, adults and older kids, obviously, older kids may get into it because it's trending, but they know the difference. But I'm thinking about the young coming up. that begin to hear this and that becomes the norm, where are we going to be 10, 15 years from now?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be in a much crazier place. But Larry, the thing to understand, and certainly for parents to understand where this is coming from, it's coming from TikTok. It's coming from Instagram Reels. This is the stuff that's all over social media. They're indoctrinating your kids to believe that this is normal and this is good. And, you know, certainly the neo-pronoun stuff, some of, you know, this has been talked about for years on TikTok. So I think this is something that we need to recognize. Parents should certainly limit their kids being on these devices if they want to, you know, be able to direct their education. And you know, at the political level, we got to push back on this and mock it, because I think the vast majority of Americans think this is just beyond insanity.
Well, that's really where I was pushing the story, because it's, on one hand, it's stupid. It's an idiot joke to begin with. But what the harm it can do while we're pushing that and ignoring the real issues for our children, for our families, for our nation.
Yeah, unfortunately. And, you know, and this is, again, we saw this today, by the way, with Joe Biden. I'm sure you talked about it, you know, responding to the Hawaii disaster, saying no comment. That's because Joe Biden and all these Democrats are more focused on this than actually solving these crises. And it's not going to change until we kick them out of office.
Yeah, you stole my thunder from the next segment coming up, but that's all right.
I'm so sorry. No,
that's fine. I've got that coming up later about Joe Biden. And you're right, no comment. You have no comment on a massive destruction like that, and yet he is pushing right now Energy Secretary and others to go across the nation and push more green climate change plans.
Yeah, and let's not forget, too, and folks from California know this certainly, they also push standards with clearing brush that leads to more wildfires, right? And this is all in the name of climate change as well. I mean, it is. Their policies are directly causing these, and it's really disastrous.
When you hear from your families that you represent, are they enraged or just not even surprised anymore, but just in awe that this continues to be shoved down the throats of their children?
Well, I think that's you get at it, Larry, right? Us hearing about the story on CNN, it's laughable. We make fun of it. What bothers parents is that, you know, we're a year or two away, but teachers are going to be teaching them neo-pronouns in schools, right? Teachers are going to be pushing all sorts of queer theory on them, and that's what bothers parents, because they believe, and they're right, that they should be able to direct the education of their children, and if the school system is going to take that away and try to indoctrinate them, well, we're going to have to figure something else out.
You're listening to John Schweppe with the American Principles Project, and you guys put out some statements that when we allow our language to be molded to fit a political agenda, we're playing with fire. Explain.
Well, I think ultimately, you know, if we're not allowed to say what is true, it has an effect on our society, not just morally, but in terms of what we can and can't do. And, you know, the aim of the entire woke movement, both on race and on gender, is to get us to lie over and over and to lie to ourselves. And, you know, Orwell talks about this, but, you know, when you lie to yourself and you aren't allowed to think things, then you're not thinking them, right? And that's how ideas die. So, you know, this is what they're trying to do. It's very communist. It's very Soviet. And left unabated, they will succeed.
And like you pointed out again from the American Principles Project, you're recognizing this as a political agenda masquerading as progress.
Yeah, it's absolutely about destroying the human family. It's destroying the human person. It's encouraging kids to sterilize themselves, to have abortions, to not have families. You know, frankly, I mean, this is a religiously charged word, but I think it's true. It's a demonic agenda and, you know, ultimately about destroying this country. That's why China's promoting it so much on TikTok, right? And so I think it's really...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead, sir.
And I think it's really important that we, you know, we stop this.
Well, what you pointed out then is true in the sense that they begin to move the line and move the line and move the line, and when we begin to accept or back up, even bow down in some cases, we begin to become more or less indifferent to it. And then pretty soon, the line is behind us and we're out in front.
Yeah, I think people need to understand that they're never going to stop. It's not nice to go along with this. And I think that's where a lot of people are at, or, oh, maybe I'll just use, you know, their preferred pronoun. Well, once you start down that road, they're going to continue to ask you to say more and more things and affirm more and more things that you don't believe. And if you're an independent person, if you want to, you know, be true to yourself, you have to be able to call a lie a lie.
But here's the thing. Just the other day, not too long ago, I was booking an airline flight, and they wanted to know my gender. And it had male, female. It didn't offer any other. This was a particular airline. I'm not even going to bother naming because I don't know how each of them are doing it. But this particular one offered only male or female. At some point, are they going to start listing all these 150 different pronouns that they've come up with?
Well, you get at something, which is practicality, right? Airlines need to know this for other reasons. And, you know, certainly doctors need to know it, too. They don't want your, you know, self, your gender identity. They want to know literally what they're working with in terms of what's, you know, under the trunk. And so, I think this is, it reveals the fakeness of this entire ideology that, you know, businesses, when they're actually trying to figure things out, they're not actually using this stuff.
Well, what I do believe, and I think you guys, I'm glad you're staying on top of it, when you see some major, quote, news organization, and I have a hard time putting those terms with CNN, but when they put out a guide to neo-pronouns, basically endorsing these terms, that's almost like putting a label, a valid label on it.
Oh, yeah. And right after AP, you know, CNN will be AP. And those standards are going to be requested, you know, of all journalists across the country. And by the way, you know, AP standards, you know, even Fox News adheres to those. So if you read a story right now about a biological male who identifies as a woman, Fox News is using female pronouns for them. And that's because they're adhering to that style book. So, you know, this is coming. It's actually going to come much quicker than people realize.
And so all these students going to journalism school are coming out with a better knowledge of pronouns, but not necessarily news ethics.
No, but this is how it works right now. You get rewarded for that. You know, if you have all these ideas about neopronouns, go get a PhD. That's what they're telling me.
Yeah. Then you're a doctorate of pronouns. That's going to get you really far. Well, it will with the left, that's for sure. John Schweppe, thank you for your time, sir.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Coming up, we will tell you more about the Maui fires and President Biden's reaction. Stand by, please. Hot enough for you? Tired of hearing that question? It's certainly hot enough to damage your lawn and plants. Allen Outdoor Solutions can put in an irrigation system, save your landscaping, and save you from having to drag hoses in this heat. I've known Steve Allen for years. That's why I put my name with Allen Outdoor Solutions. Call 314-647-4800. 647-4800. Check the website and see everything Steve can do for you. AllenOutdoorSTL.com. You can spend a lot of restless nights trying to figure out how you're going to make all those credit card payments. Why not consolidate all your debt into one manageable payment? My friends at Homestead Financial Mortgage can help with a cash-out refinance. Contact them today. Take the first step in regaining your financial freedom. Use my website, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. Take charge of your financial future. Go to my website, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit, and if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience, do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beal has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So the situation in Maui, it's tragic beyond some imagination. I mean, you've seen, no doubt, some of the pictures. But this one stat I'm going to give you, this is absolutely devastating. The death count is just about 100. The original death count from those wildfires that swept across that island was originally around maybe 10, then 20, then 30, and then 50, and now at 100 plus. And that's those that they have found. And keep in mind, for some, they died in the ocean. The only place they could go to get away from the flames sweeping across the island was to dive into the ocean, with or without any support, and maybe they were already injured. Or maybe they weren't that great of a swimmer. Maybe they were tourists. Maybe they were longtime islanders. But the flames kept racing toward them, and there was no escape on an island except to get into the water, diving off cliffs in some areas and hoping they could survive. But here's this stat. According to the Maui County Police Chief, just 3% of the wildfire areas, the devastation, 3% have been searched by cadaver dogs. So there's no doubt the number is going to go up. Only 3% of all of that area. And in fact, they're still saying that the full human and environmental toll, not yet known. The recovery, of course, is going to take forever, but the flames were moving almost a mile a minute. And they're finding some folks who did make their way out of the burned out cars and homes. They're marking each home and car they examine to put tape or a yellow mark on it, say this has been searched, there's no body here. But in some cases, they're not sure there is a body because everything's melted together, the metal. Then they have all the poisonous fumes that were coming out at the time, and that toxic products might remain in whatever drinking water is available. Lahaina had a town of 13,000. Now it's just a gray rubble. There are still two fires that are not out yet at last report. One about 85% contained, another 60. Estimated value of dollar cost, $5.6 billion. But it's the human life that is obviously a greater concern. These represent Hawaii's deadliest natural disaster in decades. They had a tsunami back in 1960 that killed more than 60. And now this fire has surpassed the 2018 Camp Fire in Northern California, leaving 85 dead, destroyed the town of Paradise. So in the midst of this, President Joe Biden is questioned by reporters. Joe Biden has not gone to look over the scene, supposedly has sent federal agents, FEMA, but while he was spending time at Rehoboth Beach, surrounded by others in beach chairs near his Delaware home, that was over the weekend. He got back to the White House this morning. He was asked, what are your comments about what happened in Hawaii? And he had two words, no comment. No comment? The devastation I just listed for you? And the president of this nation has no comment? And there is no cry from the left. How dare you? You cannot ignore it. You're insensitive. You're mean. You care less about people than fixing your hair. If it had been Trump, the things I just listed would have been thrown at him immediately. I don't see the state-controlled media attacking Biden for no comment, none. But you get somebody with a gun that goes on a killing spree and maybe shoots 3 to 5, maybe 10 people, and that's tragic. They're going to rush to the microphone to condemn guns. I'm looking at a piece written by Joe Concha, of course, is a contributor to Fox News and also a columnist for The Messenger. And he noted that Joe Biden's last 24 posts on Twitter, now X, were, quote, pats on the back from protecting land to Bidenomics. He has members of his cabinet out across the nation addressing various green project ideas. He does make note that Joe Biden did post something about the fires August 10. So it was all, of course, becoming evident last week how bad it was going to be, and yet we didn't really have a full understanding. August 10, 4 days ago, when he stated, Jill and I send our deepest condolences to the families who lost loved ones in the wildfires in Maui. Our prayers are with those whose homes, businesses, and communities are destroyed. And that's it. That was 4 days ago. And then off to the beach. I want you to keep in mind, I'm not claiming that the president, even by going to Maui, can change anything. But again, it's that perception. I know I've gone over this in Uber's cases before. When the president simply arrives on the ground, or if he does a flyover, looking down on it, it indicates to the people he cares. What's the response of those in Maui right now? Where is the leftist cry for the humanity, the compassion, and the shouts of outrage against this president and this administration being virtually silent on this kind of tragedy? They will at some point step forward, and they'll start, with the help of the state-controlled media, trying to spin it that they were right on top of it, watching over all of it, very concerned, and doing it in due time. I do agree that the president went to Maui right now. It would take resources away to provide protection for him that need to be spent looking for those who might somehow have survived in some area, and also trying to go through the other 97% of the areas not searched by cadaver dogs so far. So the president's presence is more photo op than anything. I'll be the first to admit that. But the perception rings loud and clear, showing absolute disinterest, could care less. You put the label on it. There's nothing in the midst of any of that that at this point shows that this presidency is that concerned about 100 plus deaths as it's going to end up being, and spending his weekend at the beach. And the leftists and progressives and state-controlled media don't dare challenge him at this point. Now, for you, right now, you might be driving around, and if you're in your car, you check some of those gas stations you see along the way. What kind of prices do you see posted at those stations? Is it your imagination they keep going up? If you ask Joe Biden, it is. That's coming up.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Wow, that was my reaction when I walked into Napoli C, now open on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3. And Napoli C is like walking into a two-level submarine. Fish just outside the portholes. The menu is going to be filled with various seafood, lobster, crab. Good luck with choosing. Napoli C is now open on the streets of St. Charles. Join me at any Cafe Napoli. Clayton, Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, or right next door, Napoli C.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
If you not only look at food prices, but you look at fuel prices, the average fuel price today, $3.84 a gallon across the United States, almost $1.40 greater than when Joe Biden came into office. Bidenomics is doing nothing to help the average American family deal with these increasing prices. In fact, I argue it has actually added to inflation.
It has added to inflation. And that's a view of someone who's been watching all of this and keeping an eye on it. And you've seen it yourself. You've seen it at the grocery store. You certainly have seen it when it comes to buying gasoline. And yet, if you listen to whatever you hear from the Biden White House, no, things are good. Things are good. We're doing just fine. That was Virginia Congressman Rob Whitman, a Republican. And he said to him, it's clear that Bidenomics is failing.
It's clear Bidenomics for American families means spend more and get less. You saw the numbers there from a year ago, July to today, a 3% increase in groceries and energy costs for American families. We see the $10 trillion of spending in the quote unquote Inflation Reduction Act has resulted in record inflation. Ronald Reagan said, governments don't create economic growth, people do. American families are experiencing runaway inflation, and they say that their dollars aren't going as far as they once did, and that is having a severe effect on American families.
But not the elite, the American families, be they conservative, independent, or liberal. Not affecting them as much, obviously. But simply by ignoring it and continuing to tell the people, no, things are better. That is the mantra coming from the White House. And you're supposed to simply suck it up and believe it. As of today, according to AAA, the national average for regular gasoline hit $3.85 a gallon. That's the highest level since October 19, and is coming just weeks ahead of Labor Day weekend, when millions probably will be hitting the road. We saw a spike in the gas prices during the summer. That did ease a little bit, gradually. And the national average currently up by 2 cents over the past week. 2 cents, oh, no big deal, no big deal. It's just roll with it. 2 cents last week, 2 cents this week, 2 cents the next week. Where does it stop? It stops when you begin to realize you can only put so much into your car that day until you get more money. At this point, gas prices, and we're talking about this 2 cent jump, gas prices have climbed 28 cents over the past month, 32 cents since the 4th of July. And part of that is higher oil prices caused by Russia and Saudi Arabia cutting supply. And, of course, we've had extreme heat, and that's been sidelining some U.S. refineries. But you also cannot forget, you should not forget, that Joe Biden does not want to do gas and oil drilling in this nation. Shutting down the Keystone Pipeline, first day on the job. Shutting down various permits to drill for gas and oil. Now, you can't suddenly have it overnight by drilling, but over the last 2 years, if we'd stayed the course, we would be energy independent. We wouldn't be worried about what Russia and Saudi Arabia are doing. And remember, Joe Biden, after calling Saudi Arabia a pariah, goes over hat in hand, can you spare a dime? Right now, 11 states average $4 or higher. Arizona, Illinois, Utah, Colorado, and Michigan aren't far away. Coming up in the second hour, the massive issue and difficulty we're having with 911 calls. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.